It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 4. We're going to begin reading with verse 4, Revelation 4, 4. So I'll give you a few minutes to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to write to us, if you'd like to call us by phone, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to email us, it is at Parkview Bible. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. And if you'd like to check our website out, and please do, we have many messages and studies there, the Constitution, Plan of Salvation. It's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We'll begin reading now, Revelation chapter 4, verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, the third beast had a face as a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Something we need to remember. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, thank you for your precious word. I just ask, Father, that you'll guide and lead us as we enjoy this study today, as we continue to study verse by verse through this wonderful book, the book of Revelation. And please guide us, dear Lord, and touch every heart. There are those that are listening and need you as their Savior. They have never come by faith to you, and they need to trust in you. So please today that they will believe your precious word, and that belief is all they need to do, that you're their Savior. You've died on the cross of Calvary to save them. So please, dear Lord, I just ask that you will guide and lead, dear Father, please, and touch the hearts of the lost, that they will be saved and begin to really live. And Father, I ask too that those that know you as their Savior, that they will grow closer to you each and every day, serving you, praising you, honoring your precious name. Please, dear Lord, today, we just ask for your direction and your strength, your wisdom and your joy. So please, dear Lord, we just follow you and thank you for all the blessings you've given us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This fourth chapter moves away from, as we had the 7 churches before, it moves to a level and a place of judgment. We have looked at these verses of Scripture from 1 through 4, actually. And so verse 4 will be just some review for us to take a look at today. But we find that those 24 elders believed to be the church. And they are seated, they are actual thrones, they represent the redeemed, the glorified saints. And because you see, what takes place at the end of this church age. The church itself will be raptured. And I believe that it's teaching us that it'll be pre-tribulation. In other words, it'll happen before the tribulation begins upon this earth. And we will be in the presence of the Lord. And we have a seven-year, the supper of the Lamb. And what a joyful time that will be. And then we begin. We are seated around the throne. And we are the closest to the King of Kings. What a place of honor He has given us. And so let's see that we do honor Him with our lives. And so we have the 24 elders sitting there, again representing the church, and they are clothed with white raiment, the Scripture tells us. It speaks of the righteousness and holiness of God. The crowns that they are wearing, and it has 24 elders seated for seats, and I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And so, again, thrones encircling the throne, God's throne. We will be sitting on those thrones, represents the church, the righteousness with the white garments, and now we have the crowns of gold, indicates that the church will not only be present, but also will rule. And so what a honor and what a privilege it will be to be seated with the Lord Jesus and be part of this judgment that's coming as we will rule and reign with Christ. And so we do have a 1,000-year reign of Christ, and so it's just going to be a glorious time. And so please trust in Jesus today and be saved. The next that is listed here is in the 5th verse, Revelation 4:5, and out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now, first of all, we have the lightnings and the thunderings and the voices, as Scripture says. Jesus is here for judgment, and it's about judgment concerning this world. And as that judgment is being put into place, as that judgment is coming, now we have the thunder and the lightning. In the springtime especially, summer storms the same, not too often in the winter time or in the fall, but the spring and summer especially. Prior to the actual storm coming, you will see, especially off to the west, the lightning, and then you hear the thunder. And what that is bringing is a storm, and there is judgment coming. There's a storm brewing, and it's going to come. There's going to be a day that it will come. And so it introduces this time of judgment, this storm, with this announcement, out of the throne proceedeth lightnings and thunderings and voices, judgment. That's what that's talking about. We're talking about here judgment. And then we have 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which John saw, are the 7 spirits of God. Now that's what this scripture verse, the last half of verse 5, tells us. 7 spirits, the 7 spirits of God, 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which John saw. Now the 7 spirits tell us of the perfection of the Lord Jesus. You know, we read that back in Isaiah 11, verse 2. And if you want to go back there with me, we can read that verse of Scripture, and then we will talk about this 7 spirits is the perfection or the completeness of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 11. I hope that you are familiar with your Bible. I hope that you can turn those pages and find these wonderful verses of Scripture to see. It's important that you know how to use this tool. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. 7. Of the Lord, of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of might, of knowledge, and of fear of the Lord. Perfection. 7 equals perfection. And here we have, in this 5th verse, there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne. Do you remember the candlesticks? John saw this one in the midst of the 7 candlesticks at the beginning of Revelation. Do you remember that? Now, the 7 golden candlesticks have been placed before the throne. Now, as we enjoy the study of Revelation, and we just continue to take verse by verse and look at the wonderful blessings that we have in studying the Word of God, it is so important that we can enjoy it each and every day and look to it. And if you'll remember, there was a lampstand in each one of the 7 churches. And so the threat was, and like in the Laodicean church, the lampstand was gone. The 12th verse tells us here, I turned to see the voice which spake with me. I'm in chapter 1 now, at verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. In the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girt about with paps with golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun that shineth in strength. Now, when we look at this, we find the 7 candlesticks, and then we find in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, we find the Son of Man. Now, that's very similar to what we are reading right here. And out of the throne proceeds lightnings and thunderings. I am in Revelation 4:5. I move back and forth. I apologize. I need to tell you where I am. Revelation 4:5. Out of the throne proceeds lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And so we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in the church. And when we come together, then we have the joy of again being the church and being powered by the Spirit of God. Now, when we decide to do things on our own and we ignore the Word of God, the Spirit of God leaves, and no longer are hearts convicted, no longer folks are saved. And so we need to see that lampstand shines brightly, that the Spirit of God is present in our churches. And here we have not only the thrones, the 24 thrones with the elders, with the church there present. Center of that is the throne of God. And then in the same light, we have the 7 spirits, the perfection, the completeness of the Holy Spirit. And so now the 7 golden candlesticks have been placed before the throne. All born again believers have moved from earth to heaven in the rapture. All lamps now are burning. Jesus is with us now, and we will be in his presence then. What a wonderful opportunity that's going to be. Jesus never leaves us for a moment, never. What a joy. What a joy. Verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass likened to crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. So we have the throne. We have what he that sits on the throne, his appearance. We have the 24 elders encircling the throne. We have the Holy Spirit in this picture of the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. And again, there were seven churches. There were seven stars, which were the pastors. We read that back in chapter 1. And so this the power and the strength, the Holy Spirit never leaves us. The presence of Jesus never leaves us. And now we go on to the picture. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass likened to crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. The sea of glass, likened to crystal, clear, calm. The sea of glass does not like the look like the sea on this earth. The last few days while we have had quite a bit of wind, and when you have a lot of wind, the old Mississippi River really gets rough, and if you are anywhere near it to where you can see it, it would be very difficult to be out in a boat with some of this wind that we've had the last few days. This wind is driven, the sea, the water is driven by wind, and it comes with the storm, and seldom, every once in a while, when you'll drive down by the river, it'll just be like glass. You've seen it, and you've seen a lake like that. It's a joy. We get the opportunity to go down to the Lake of the Ozarks, and when we go down there, we get to see the lake early in the morning, and I'm talking just right at sunrise or before sunrise. And you look across that lake, and it is just glass. And it's such a calming. But you see, the wicked, they're like the wind, the troubled sea. And they just continue to keep it stirred up. On the other side, on the other hand, is the calm that the Lord Jesus gives us. And he uses examples in his word for us to help, for us to see what we have in Jesus. In a Christian life, we have the opportunity to walk with the Lord Jesus. And even though the devil has his wind a-blowing and the lightning's a-coming and the storm is there, we have in Jesus the opportunity to be calm. Because Jesus is calming. And so when we become worried and fret and that's when we're trusting in our own abilities and our own strength. We need to trust in the Lord Jesus. And so if you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trusted in him, please, if today that's not how you feel, you don't feel calm, you're upset. If you're upset, then please sit down with the Lord Jesus. First, I hope again that you know him as your Savior. Ask him into your heart if you don't. And then begin this wonderful walk, because he wants to hear our problems and our concerns and our worries, and leave them there. And a calm will come over. That's what we should have as Christians. And so, what a beautiful picture here, a sea of glass. We don't have that very often here, but every once in a while, just enough for us to understand what he's saying here. I hope your life is like that. It's a sea of glass. It's not turmoils, it's just a sea of glass, calming. Because if you're calming, have that calming spirit to you, then you will calm others that are around you. And that's very important, that people see Jesus. And it's not something that you drum up, not something you do on your own. It's something that you receive because you have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. We look now at the four beasts at the end of verse 6, where four beasts full of eyes before and behind, and then it lists them. The first beast is like a lion, the second a calf, the third a man, a face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is to come." Now, these four beasts, are literally four living creatures. You think of a beast, you think of something evil. Well, the word here uses, the scripture uses that word, and that word means creatures, living creatures. Full of eyes is the first description that we have. And then John continues to describe them for us as he follows the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The first beast is a lion. Lion stands for majesty and for power. King of the beasts would be the lion. And so that's one of them. The second is a calf or an ox, an oxen. And so we find that being representing humility and patience. Because you see, either one of those, and especially the ox, would be a beast of labor. And so one that just continues to work and to serve and does it with a prideful heart, but a humble heart, and just continues to work no matter how difficult the labor seems to become, with patience. And so we have two now. We have the lion, which is the king of the beast, majesty and power, and we have the opposite, almost the opposite side. We have a laborer that is humble and patient. And then we come to the third of that list in the seventh verse, and it says, the face of a man. Now, contrary to what this world is trying to convince us of, it's trying to convince that whether it be man or beast, dogs, cats, all kinds of animals, they have a soul, they're equal with us. That's what the world teaches. That is contrary. All things were created by God. All things were created by God, given to man for their use. Now, man is to always praise, honor, and glorify God, not animals, not the earth. If you hear somebody say concerning that Mother Earth, I want to clarify that because it's not Mother Earth. You need to remember Father God, because Mother Earth doesn't exist. That's contrary to the Word of God. And many people worship the land, worship the trees, the birds. Many folks treat their pets, their cats and their dogs and things like that, treat them like humans. That's contrary to the Word of God. We're not to abuse them, but we're of the highest of God's creatures. The wisdom, reasoning, intelligence, those are all things that no one else has. The land doesn't have it, the trees don't have it, the animals don't have it, only ourselves. We have not evolved. There is nothing with evolution here that we've evolved from up from the apes or I guess you got to start clear back to the first little amoeba, and then we have evolved to this. If that is true, why are all these different levels still available? why don't we continue to evolve and move from this on to something else? And many believe that's what we're doing. But if you would take a good look, you'll realize that we're not getting better. We're getting worse. We're getting worse. But here with these four beasts or four living creatures, we have a lion, a calf or an oxen, and we have man. Again, that's the highest of God's creation. So the first is the king of the beast. The next is the beast of labor. The next is wisdom and reasoning and intelligence. And the last is the eagle. As we look at the final item here, the description of these beasts. And there's a beast like a flying eagle. This is the wisest of all birds. Flies the highest. Has the most keen sense of sight of any. And they had the ability to maneuver and switch directions and go after their prey in just a split second. So we have the sight, the height that they fly, and their action, their swift action. These characteristics combined express the character of God's throne in relationship to the earth. These four living creatures are not the same as the 24 elders. These creatures, especially created by God for a specific and singular ministry or job, they never cease. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they never cease, day nor night, of praising Him. And that eighth verse, the four beasts had each of them six wings about them. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. These four creatures know that He to whom they sing praises night and day has been and is all, always will be, and all and always will be. Not only is He the past, not only is He the present and the future, but He is almighty. These four beasts, of each of them six wings about, and they full of eyes within, they have the ability to go any direction, any time. They have the ability to see all. What a creature that God has created to worship Him 24/7. Day and night. And those wonderful words, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, then something else takes place. Then is when the elders take their position. The elders fell down before Him that sat on the throne and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. And the wonderful words, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. We'll review that section of 9 next time we come together. But my dear friend, please come to Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?